What if the secret to great leadership isn't mastering complex frameworks, but remembering simple two-word phrases? After 25 years coaching everyone from NASA engineers to retail executives, one insight became crystal clear. Leaders don't need more complexity. They need memorable wisdom they can actually use when pressure mounts and decisions matter. This isn't about dumbing down leadership. It's about distilling decades of experience into phrases that stick when you need them most. Think of it like muscle memory for your mind. Simple commands that trigger the right response in critical moments. Leadership starts with brutal self-honesty. Your greatest strengths cast the darkest shadows when overused. That piercing intellect, it intimidates. Breakthrough creativity, it becomes impractical when untethered from reality. Consider the vice president who claimed family was everything, yet consistently missed his kids' events. The gnawing guilt was his values screaming that his actions didn't match his words. When he finally asked to coach his son's football team, he aligned who he said he was with who he actually was. This alignment makes leaders trustworthy. Think of Dolly Parton. Whether in rhinestones or casual clothes, with presidents or kindergartners, she's unmistakably herself. That authenticity creates instant trust because there's no gap between public persona and private person. Your team constantly watches you, unconsciously mimicking your behaviors. When a bank president frowned at casual Fridays, his enthusiastic team instantly reversed their support. A safety director understood this power after workplace fatalities. Instead of lecturing, he shared his own vulnerabilities, personal safety lapses, alcoholism recovery. His raw honesty gave everyone permission to admit mistakes, shifting the culture from hiding errors to building shared accountability. Navy SEALs say, "Earn your trident every day." That small pin symbolizes a commitment to excellence that never expires. You might not wear a physical trident, but you carry the same responsibility. The people you lead deserve your ongoing development, not a leader who stopped learning after promotion. In construction, respect flows from work ethic. Nothing earns credibility faster than showing up early and staying late when it matters. As you advance into meetings and strategy, you naturally move further from frontline work. This distance creates dangerous perception gaps. The most respected leaders deliberately bridge this gap, like the business owner bringing coffee and donuts to crews working through blizzard nights. Your work ethic proves you don't take your role for granted. Always deliver value beyond your paycheck. Your career belongs to you alone, so invest in yourself through formal degrees, online courses, professional associations, or learning from leadership masters through books and podcasts. New leaders face relentless pressure from all sides. Bosses demand more with less, direct reports want time and raises, peers compete for opportunities, and family worries about your stress. People can be unpredictable and petty, like grown-up toddlers with fragile egos. At a fast-growing communications company, participants described feeling redlined, operating at full throttle, simultaneously energized, exhausted, and terrified. Kevin embodied this pattern. Despite devotion to family and mission trips to Kenya, he prioritized work over self-care. His daughter drew their family together while Kevin appeared as a tiny hand waving from an airplane because I'm always leaving on business trips. At 47, while entertaining clients, Kevin died of a massive heart attack. Redlining had turned into flatlining. Personal fidelity means extending the same loyalty to yourself that you give others. This isn't selfishness. You'll take better care of others when you first care for yourself. Whitewater navigators seek eddies, calm spots outside the swift current to catch their breath. Schedule these deliberately. Avoid back-to-back meetings, don't delay lunch until mid-afternoon, and step away from your desk. Your calendar should reflect that you matter too. Leadership positions naturally attract flattery that distorts self-perception. Senior leaders arrive late, interrupt freely, and exempt themselves from rules binding others. When you believe you're truly more important, you exploit these privileges dismissively. Intimidation creates efficiencies illusion. People won't question you, but these short-term payoffs burn away genuine loyalty, making failure inevitable. This is hubris, the poisonous transformation of healthy confidence into arrogant overconfidence that inverts leadership's purpose from benefiting others to benefiting yourself. 10 warning signs suggest ego inflation: having a short fuse, envying others' recognition, feeling easily offended or slighted, obsessively checking social media validation, rarely seeking feedback, needing to win at everything, spending more time with bosses than your team, fixating on compensation, and overusing I instead of we. Your ego will never be permanently subdued. It's like a private bodyguard made from your DNA, absorbed solely by self-interest. While having such a loyal defender is valuable, it must be under your direction, not vice versa. Trust is leadership's foundation. Without it, you get compliance at best, sabotage at worst. Before others can trust you, you must trust yourself by purifying your motives to rise above your base nature. Some leaders create unease through uptight, angry demeanors, becoming rulers who receive fearful, resentful responses rather than genuine leadership. Untrustworthy leaders trust only their instincts, assign impossible goals, give meaningless busy work, never apologize, punish honest mistakes, maintain emotionless poker faces, and keep people anxious through unpredictability. Some mistakenly believe anxiety ensures conscientiousness. But adults don't need threats. They need clear standards, involvement in planning, and genuine support. Trust requires courage because it involves accepting the risk of disappointment. Yet not trusting is worse. Leaders who can't trust become micromanagers with stunted teams and shallow relationships. Ken Blanchard emphasized that great leaders invest time building trust. He recommended spending 15 minutes every week or two with each direct report, not discussing work, but focusing on them as humans. These conversations explore how they're doing personally, what matters to them, their career aspirations, and how you can better support them. As Blanchard said, any leader who says they can't find 15 minutes a week for a direct report is full of baloney. Results are why leadership exists. Delivering them consistently is your primary responsibility and the key to job security. When evaluating you, bosses ask, "Can you make it happen?" If trusted to deliver, many shortcomings may be overlooked. But leadership extends beyond hitting targets. It's about developing people, creating psychological safety, and building something meaningful that outlasts your tenure. The most rewarding aspect is inspiring your team to create meaningful impact. As you advance, results rarely come instantly. Assignments grow complex, involving more people and strategic considerations. Work with urgency, but not fury, making results routine. Plan, work, finish, repeat. Leadership is both joyfully hard and immensely rewarding. You'll face tough times and complicated people. Many count on you to use your influence to make the world better and leave people better than you found them. Stay connected to your integrity, let values guide you, and resist lowering standards or mistreating people. Take leadership two words at a time. Know yourself. Model principles. Stay humble. Build trust. Develop people. Deliver results. Lead courageously. The world needs leaders who remember that simplicity isn't simple-mindedness. It's wisdom distilled to its essence, ready when it matters most.